You're listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perel. You know, politics don't stop because of a pandemic, and Los Angeles is in the midst of a highly contested race for one of the most powerful law enforcement jobs in the country, LA District Attorney. Incumbent Jackie Lacey faces a challenge by former San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon. The two have different visions for how to lower crime and reform the system. Now, the lead up to the November runoff election between them has been upended by the COVID-19 pandemic. The outbreak has prompted a wave of changes in law enforcement, and there are calls for more. We're joined now by challenger George Gascon, who is also a former LAPD assistant chief. Thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure, Larry. Thank you.
So COVID-19 has put a spotlight on the conditions in LA County jails. Close quarters make social distancing virtually impossible, and at least one member of the nursing staff has died from the virus. DA Lacey last month ordered her staff to, quote, consider ways to keep nonviolent felony and misdemeanor offenders out of our jails and courthouses during this pandemic. Things like delaying cases and reevaluating nonviolent offenders. Is enough, in your opinion, being done?
No, and I tell you why. Look, government has a primary duty to protect and promote health and safety of our community, and this is always the case. But I would say that under the current pandemic, that has highlighted even more so, because failing in this responsibility to meet the challenge, it can be lethal. Even before the pandemic, we had an office that generally favored punishment and incarceration, even in low-level offenses, in cases that, quite frankly, those type of approaches do not work, like mental health issues, homelessness, a concrete box doesn't help those people. The pandemic has only really exacerbated this problem. So what we have is a disconnect between public health and public safety and the performance of this office, even though they sometimes talk about supporting all this new policies of reduction, but yeah, they look for workarounds, and that's very problematic, and I believe that it's certainly not in the best interest of our community.
Starting Monday, California counties will end cash bail for misdemeanors and most low-level felonies. But the Huffington Post is reporting that DA Jackie Lacey's office is actually looking for ways to request pre-COVID-19 bail amounts for people law enforcement wants to pursue an arrest warrant on. Do you agree with that kind of practice?
Not only I disagree strongly, and I'm shocked, looking for workarounds to this judicial council order, which is also the direction, by the way, of LA County Superior Court, puts so many people at risk. It puts people in the criminal justice system at risk, both the people that are working, the people that are facing potential allegations of criminal activity. It puts our families, it puts our community at risk. It just seems to me unconscionable. It seems incomprehensible.
You know, last year, the legislature passed Senate Bill 10, which ends cash bail entirely, but it also hands judges enormous discretion to allow pretrial detention. Do you support the continuation of the COVID-19 provisions, including zero bail, beyond the time there is a health threat in jails? And if so, how come?
I do, because I believe that actually eliminating cash bail for misdemeanors, low-level offenses, actually makes not only good public safety sense, I think it makes economic sense. I think it provides for a different way of forcing all the parties in the system to be looking for alternatives to incarceration in cases where incarceration has proven to be ineffective.
So does that also mean that you are officially opposing the November ballot initiative that seeks to roll back the bill?
We need to continue to evaluate SB 10, unfortunately, the original intent was somewhat modified in the process, and we have to make sure that we do not get to a place where we actually are incarcerating more people by removing cash bail than we were when we had cash bail. And I'm fearful that some of the things that are going on right now may actually play against that.
All right. So with all that in mind, what further changes would you make to prosecutions during this pandemic?
So the first thing that I would do is follow the judicial council and the court's directions and make sure that, you know, zero bail for misdemeanors and nonviolent offenses means zero bail. You don't look for workarounds. if you have a case where you have an individual that has both a nonviolent offense and they have a violent offense, obviously the violent offense is going to be dealt with differently.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this. A lot of people were concerned when Governor Newsom announced that the state would release 3,500 inmates to slow the spread of COVID-19. You yourself have been an advocate for decreasing the jail population. Can you tell us about why you think letting people out is a good thing?
Look, when a lot of the people, what the governor was talking about, he was talking about people that either are coming to the end of their sentence after having been in prison for extended periods of time, releasing somebody, you know, 2, 3, 4 months before they were due to be released after a 20-year stint, clearly it's not going to impact public safety one way or the other. If this person is still dangerous, they're going to be dangerous 3 months from now. Similarly, at the county jail level, we have to look at people that may be in the last 60 days, the last 90 days of a sentence. If they are not a risk to public safety, they should be released. People that are elderly and that are at risk of contracting this disease.
So Los Angeles is seeing a substantial drop in the crime rate now. LAPD Chief Michael Moore said it fell 23% in March alone. Is there an argument to be made that less enforcement means less crime?
If you look back through major crisis periods in our history, we have seen a reduction in crime. The Depression is a perfect example. Most people would think that the Depression would cause crime, but the reality is that crime was reducing on that period of time. So that's one point. The other point, and one that I have been making for years now, is that we have gotten to the point of a level of incarceration in this country and certainly in this community where we no longer have a return on our investment, meaning more incarceration is not necessarily causing greater public safety.
Are any of the recommendations that you're proposing to thin the populations in the county's jails policies that you would try to keep in place past the pandemic if you got the job?
Absolutely. Things like, you know, getting rid of cash bail, for instance. There is absolutely no connection between dangerousness and money. People that can afford to post bail are going to get out regardless of whether they're dangerous or not under a cash bail scenario. People that may not necessarily be dangerous, but they cannot afford to post bail, will stay in custody. It's another priority is how we start unwinding high levels of incarceration for low-level offenses that we know that actually do not necessarily improve our safety by incarcerating people, for instance, that have mental health issues, people that have substance abuse issues, people that are homeless. What we need to make sure is that we create on-ramps to services. Concrete box is not going to fix that problem. I think that sometimes, you know, a low-price hotel room can be a much lower cost solution in terms of the economics of it. I think more importantly, in terms of humanity and social justice, absolutely is a better answer.
All right. George Gascon is the former San Francisco District Attorney, former Assistant Chief of Police of the LAPD, and candidate for LA District Attorney. Thanks so much for coming on.
Larry, my pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and you stay healthy and safe.
All right, you as well. And KCRW invited DA Jackie Lacey to come on. She declined for the moment, but we do hope to have her on to talk about her view on these issues soon.